Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl POC. Turn your radios up, spread the word, spread the message. You already know how we come in each and every Friday here on 98.5 WJYN, the hottest radio station in the tri-state area. Always bringing you that news and information that's for you and about you. I'm really excited to be here on this Friday afternoon, joining in with you on the midday dial. Make sure you stay locked. You can find more information about what we got going on at Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive, Revive is Alive.com. Always follow us, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all that good stuff at Revive underscore POC. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter as well as the YouTube. We will not spam your email. All we do is send out one email once a month so you can stay locked with all the exclusive interviews, recaps, and all that good stuff. So definitely become a part of the Revive family by just simply subscribing. As soon as you get to the website, it's going to pop right up at you. But we got a jam-packed show, and this controversy that's going on in the city of Philadelphia is something that I'm going to continue to highlight because I'm an advocate myself, and I'm, you know, someone who truly enjoys Chinatown here in the city of Philadelphia. So just trying to go and disrupt things for a dollar sign is not going to be something that we are, you know, going to see in our lifetime, you know, not without a fight, right? So we got the executive director of Asian American United, Vivian Chang, on the line with us to talk about everything that's going on in Chinatown, but to also make sure that you know that you can be a resource too. You can be a helping hand. You can be a part of this fight. So Vivian's going to lay it out how you can be a part of it, but also just give you some updates on what's happening, because our current mayor, Madam Parker, just put out an announcement almost a month ago talking about how her position is with the arena. She's now standing along with the arena, and she's saying that she's not going to displace Chinatown residents, but she's also not giving them concrete answers as to what is going to be, you know, the actual rollout when everything happens. So I'm going to give the floor to Vivian. Vivian, welcome to WJYN. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Please, before we get started, tell the people exactly who they are and who they're listening to.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We always appreciate this solidarity, right? This is work that like communities need to survive. And yet so often our voices aren't heard. So truly, truly appreciate, you know, having me on your show and just making sure like, you know, people who want to get involved, people who want to learn about this issue can learn about it.
For sure. Vivian, introduce yourself. Let them know what voice and who voice they're listening to.
Yeah. So I work at Asian Americans United, but I also live in Chinatown North. You know, this is a community that's been around for 150 years. And there's work that we're doing to try to save Chinatown from this arena. But we also do youth programs. We have a garden. We have a lot of different things that we do in the community. So, you know, I think just like anyone, it's like there's not just one issue that we care about. But this arena issue is central to all the things that we care about, making sure they survive for the next generation.
For sure. And quickly, how can people find more information about Asian American United? Like, what's the website, social media, before we get into our conversation?
Yeah, thank you. So our website, aaunited.org, and all of our social media is the Asian Americans United or Asian Americans United. Yeah. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah.
All right. Make sure you hit them up and check out the website as well. But Vivian, I want to jump right into it. You know, we got about 20 minutes to have this conversation. And again, I thank you for coming and your busy schedule, fitting us in to update the public and the community of Philadelphia. So Vivian, just in general, how does the Chinatown Coalition feel about the current mayor coming directly out and saying she's, you know, with the move of putting the 76ers arena in the Chinatown area?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we call it a lot of things. It's a sham. It's a disgrace. All right. This community, we invited her to meet with us multiple times over 2 years. No response. Mm-hmm. Right. Or even like she's too busy. So it's like, well, if you're the mayor of the whole city, how are you too busy to meet with an entire community? So that's number one, is like this decision was made completely without people who actually live in the community. Right. Without the choice, the consent, the consultation of anybody there. And she's acting like it's a done deal. Mm-hmm. The mayor's making it seem like there's nothing left we can do and we better just, you know, roll over and die. So I think there's a lot that has really cut deeply in folks. It's really also unearthed a lot of old trauma because our community has been through so many of these same projects. They tried to put a prison in Chinatown. They tried to put a casino, a baseball stadium. So I think what we're seeing is yet another mayor who wants to make it their legacy to do something in this community without actually consulting us. Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is that it's like nowhere near done, because actually just yesterday City Council voted on two resolutions. Oh,
You're
sorry.
kind of breaking up a little bit, Vivian. What did you say?
So sorry. Yeah. So just yesterday, City Council voted on two resolutions to start the arena process. You know, and a lot, the mayor would have us believe, like, oh, it's over. Council's gonna just, wave it on through. But actually, five different council members voted against it. You know, two of them specifically said, this process is too rushed. We cannot trust this. Like, there's way too many unanswered questions. So,
I know Councilman
yeah.
Nick O'Rourke spoke up. I'm actually speaking with him tomorrow as well.
Oh,
But I know
perfect.
he spoke
Yeah.
up for sure. Do you
Yeah.
remember any other names of the council
Yeah.
members who
Yeah.
spoke up?
Definitely. So, Council Member Kendra Books, Councilman Jay Young, as well as Councilwoman Jamie Gauthier and Councilman Drew Landau.
Okay. So that's a good squad, honestly. That's a super pack right
Yeah.
there.
Yeah,
That's a super
exactly.
pack for sure. And you also have your own councilman who's in your district, Mark Squilla. So I know yesterday he spoke on Wednesday, I'm sorry, he spoke with some folks regarding this situation, what's going on in Chinatown. He spoke with the Chinatown Coalition. So when you think about the councilman that's in your district, Mark Squilla, and what's happening with our current Madam Mayor Parker, what's your thoughts on the connection there?
Well, yeah, for more than 2 years, we've been talking to Councilman Spilla, and he has constantly said one thing, done another. I think that's what's been so shameful about this. You know, in the very beginning, he said, if Chinatown doesn't want the arena, then I'm not for it. And when Chinatown came out against it super strongly, he said, well, if other neighborhoods don't want it, then I'm against it. So he keeps moving the goalposts, right? He's not holding to his promises. And what's really shameful is that for this vote that we just talked about, he was absent. These were his resolutions that he put forth, and he couldn't even take the time to show
So he
face.
wasn't at City Council on
He
Thursday
wasn't
yesterday.
even at council. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like he keeps saying he wants to do right by the community, but everything that he's done and all these backroom negotiations that he's had with the mayor, like, I mean, it's just putting money back in the Sixers' pockets, right? And the deal that they currently have, they're giving the Sixers free property taxes, so they don't pay. Anything, that regular people like us do. And they're taking money out of the schools, out of park centers, out of libraries, and just giving it to the Sixers. So it's a shame.
And my last question, Vivian, I want to ask particularly, about elected officials. The previous council member, David O. Who was in that district as well, at large, right? What's your thought on him? Like, he's been very quiet lately. He ran for mayor himself, and after that, a loss to get into the mayor seat, we haven't really heard from him as much. Do you all in, the Asian American United organization here, do you all hear from him? Do you all hear from him as far as speaking up or speaking out for Chinatown Coalition? Like, where is Councilman David O? Can you put a location on it for the
That's a great question. I'm not entirely sure, actually. I know he went to the Asian American Chamber of Commerce for a little bit, and then I think has since left. So haven't seen him as around as much, but there might be other folks that he's talking to.
But it's not showing up as if he's in support with Asian United Americans to push back and the Chinatown Coalition to push back on the 76ers place.
Not as much as when he was campaigning.
Yeah, I feel that. Thank you for being honest and transparent with the listeners today. And Vivian, I want to ask another question, because when it comes down to displacement, that's one of the biggest concerns, right? Not just residents, but also long-term businesses that've been in there for decades and decades. So when you think about the arena coming into Chinatown, the displacement of residents and also businesses, what are people talking about in Chinatown right now as far as where they're going to go or what their business looks like after this?
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because a lot of businesses are like extremely worried. Right? They've shared so many concerns about like, will my business survive? Can my customers come here anymore? Because a lot of folks are senior citizens. There's a lot of folks who've like lived here their whole lives, and this arena threatens to disrupt all of that. I think a big thing that gets lost is this understanding that Chinatown is not just restaurants and nice little shops that are like for tourists, right? Chinatown has a lot of things that serve people. It's like dentists. We have, medicine. We have just like a lot of things like that that don't appeal to people who go to a sports game. So when, when I think the developers say, oh, it's going to benefit Chinatown, it's like it's definitely not going to benefit those people. And that's what you really need to survive. You can go to a restaurant anywhere, but like, where can you find someone who speaks your language who can help you get healthcare, right? All those things. So a lot of businesses are really, really worried, and that's why they're speaking up.
And you mentioned it's not just about businesses and it's not just about restaurants, right? I love the restaurants in Chinatown, but it's also about culture, right? And I feel like Philadelphia in general is a significant place for culture throughout the city. So I know a lot of people travel to just metropolitan cities in general to go to Chinatowns, to see the culture of different metropolitan areas that have Chinatown. One of my favorite Chinatowns is in Chicago. Their Chinatown is off the chain, right? But when you think about a city like Philadelphia, do like the Asian American organization, Asian American United organization, do you all meet with other Chinatowns to reflect and talk about the issues that you're dealing with in your city, or what Philadelphia is dealing with is not necessarily what like Chicago or Washington State is dealing with?
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, it's so similar, unfortunately. Right? A lot of times we draw the comparison to Washington, D.C., where they put in a basketball arena 20 years ago and it literally destroyed the Chinatown. So it's like we literally can see in history what happened to ours.
And it
In
happened in
Chicago,
Indiana as well.
yeah, exactly. In St. Louis, I'm in too many Detroit. And Chicago Chinatown actually right now is also under threat. They're trying to move the Sox stadium there.
Really?
Yeah, there's these proposals, and it's very similar where they're talking about revitalizing and having big money come in. But, what does that actually mean? It means pushing out people who made the community thrive, right? It's not revitalizing for the people who live there.
So how can we sustain the culture of what Chinatown brings to a metropolitan city, just in your opinion?
Yeah, I think a big one is like letting people live where they have, right? Letting them like work, play, go to school, pray in the community that they have, right? Whether that's Chinatown, whether that's like, folks that we've been, building solidarity with in West Philly and South Philly. Like so many neighborhoods, unfortunately, across Philly are getting gentrified. They're seeing like they're getting pushed out. And so it's like, what's it gonna take to keep Philly a working class city is the same thing that protects the culture of Chinatown. I think a big thing.
Does Chinatown have their own CDC?
Well, there's a group called the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corp. I don't know if that functions the same as the other CDCs, but they do like build housing, affordable housing, senior housing.
So that goes to my next question. By you being a resident of Chinatown North, the cost, we speaking of gentrification, the cost of living is going to skyrocket, right? I mean, I can't even imagine what it will cost to live in that area off of Vine Street, right? The Vine Street Bridge. So for you being a resident there, like what is the talk amongst people who already live there as far as just the cost of living, and then overall just being able to afford to stay in the neighborhood?
A lot of folks already like can barely afford Chinatown, like their generations, like they grew up here and
What
they
is the
want to stay
average
here.
rent? What is the average rent right now, Vivian, if you have it off the top of your head? And it's
Oh,
just a guesstimate.
no, that's a good question. I know there's, I mean, in Chinatown North, or some people call it Palo Hill, there's a lot of places it's like a 2-bedroom for, 2,000 or 2,500. It was already getting pretty pricey for Philly. But I know there's places in Chinatown where it's even higher. And part of that is just like there's so much encroaching on Chinatown from those sides. So I know there's some units that's like 3,000 for a 2-bedroom. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's not for families,
On Ray Street or Arch?
I think around Vine. Like kind
Around
of on the
Vine.
northern border.
So cost of living is just not going to be something that we see unless you're like a working professional, is what you're saying.
I mean, especially with the arena, because like what it does is it pushes out the things that people do to live in their daily lives, right? And it just brings in tourists, or it brings in like folks who are here for a temporary thing, bars, like gambling, like sports gambling. But that's not things that sustain people in their daily lives. I think the other thing too is that this deal that the mayor currently has with the Sixers, or that Scuola supposedly negotiated, it gives away $400 million to them. So they've said all along, oh, we're not taking any city money, no public money, but they're not going to pay their taxes for 30 years. I'm like, that's free money to them. So like, instead of giving it to them, we could be putting that in housing. We could be putting that in like actually helping people make rent. But the Sixers are like just really happy to take anybody's money.
It makes sense. And for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Vivian Chang, who's the executive director of Asian American United. We're talking about the 76ers arena in the Philadelphia area, specifically in the Chinatown region. And it's a lot of pushback and it's causing a lot of chaos here in the city. And about a month ago, I was saying our mayor, Madam Parker, just announced that she is for the 76ers arena going into that area. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're giving a platform and a story here on 98.5 to the voices that need to be heard. And Vivian, I want to ask you, you know, my next question when it comes down to just the coalition views on local government right now, right? So we are in an election season specifically on the city of Philadelphia. It has been a prominent one, right? Like they have not stopped talking about it. So when you see all of these people coming into our city, trying to keep our city blue, trying to get that Harris ticket, the Harris Waltz ticket. You know, where are you all, you know, as far as Asian Americans stepping up to make sure you're being represented when it comes down to these elections? And we also have a local election coming up in 2025, so you all can be heard too.
Yeah, that's a great question. And Asian Americans United, we're a nonpartisan organization, so we aren't allowed to talk about either party necessarily,
I get you.
but we know that, yeah, regardless, it matters that people register to vote, that they actually come out to vote, but also that they have, you know, language access at the polls. Because for a lot of people, there's a lot of barriers there. So, you know, it's not as simple as like, oh yeah, just do it. Right? I'm like, well, a lot of people have to become citizens. They have to like learn what's on the ballot. And like oftentimes, unfortunately, city government is not the one helping them do that. You know, even though there are like, you know, federal laws that are mandating the city of Philadelphia to provide language support to people, there's too many times that they're falling down and we're having to catch them in that way. So a lot of what we're doing is making sure that like our community is heard just as much as white wealthy voters in the city of Philadelphia.
Thank you for that transparent answer. And Vivian, you know, when it comes down to this Chinatown 76ers arena, I feel like it's impacting a lot of people, right? We talked about how it's going to hurt people's pockets as far as being affordable. We talked about how it's going to displace a lot of people. But at the same time, you know, when it comes down to the Chinatown development, how would this actually, or how can we actually push back but offer different alternatives? Is there a way to offer different alternatives, or is that even the pro like our problem? We just don't want to hear you figure out your own alternatives, right? What's your thoughts on that, Vivian? Because you've been
Yeah,
in
that's
the
a great
fight for a long
question.
time.
Right. Well, in terms of how do we push back, I mean, the city council is scheduling a bunch of hearings in mid to late November. So definitely encourage folks, like once those are out, like please show up, like please testify against this arena. But yeah, the question of alternatives comes up a lot. And actually, like as Chinatown, we had workshops to talk about it. You know, a lot of people brought up the fact that there is no rec center in Chinatown. There's really no public services here. And it's just like these are things that are basic to a lot of different neighborhoods around the city, but they're missing in Chinatown. You know, but when we talk about that with Councilman Scola, or we talk about with that, you know, talk to the mayor about it, it's kind of like silence. So I think it's interesting that, yeah, there is this narrative from the developers like, oh, all Chinatown says is no. But when we say, yes, we want something else, you know, we want a school that's in here, we want, you know, a rec center, we want everything like that, then it's like, oh, there's not enough money for that. Oh, that's not realistic, you know?
So even when, you know, we speak alike, speak about the next generation of leaders in the city of Philadelphia, it's a lot of young people out there with you, Vivian, every day, boots on the ground, marching, protesting, holding up signs to really push back against this arena coming into Chinatown. So I wanted to ask you know, it is our First Amendment right to get out and protest and make sure our voices are being heard. So used to saying vote right now. I can't wait till election season is over. Making sure our voice is being heard. But Vivian, I wanted to just ask you honestly and truly, like, do you believe that these motions, you know, as far as getting out and protesting, holding up signs and picketing, going down to City Hall, do you believe in your heart of hearts that this is actually working, on behalf of the people of Chinatown?
Definitely, definitely. I think one is that like this has worked in the past. You know, we defeated the baseball stadium that they wanted to put here 25 years ago, defeated the casino, defeated the prison. So I'm like, it has worked. And also, it's like every day we see it work. It's like just yesterday we got those two extra votes on the council resolution. And yeah, we talk about young people. I'm like, every day I see them become or be the leaders, right, that we need. So it's like that kind of stuff is really changing like the DNA of this city. So, in the movement that we're building, I'm like, oh yes, heck yes. But also in like literally this campaign, like I think we are seeing a lot of the paths for victory.
I love that. And Vivian, we got about 5 more minutes. And just to stay on that topic about young people, the influence is there, right? They are utilizing these social sites to really push their narratives, to really be creative about how they can get the word out. As someone who is a leader, and someone is seeing the difference from what it meant to take a picture in and get your face in a newspaper, then versus putting your picture up on TikTok and getting that many views, right? There's a huge difference. So as a leader, seeing the difference between utilizing social sites and then utilizing the media to get your word out, and it's social media, it's a thing, but utilizing actual media like print, podcasts, broadcasting, radio, all that good stuff. Do you see that those things have helped or hurt, or is there a median in the two? Like, have you been comfortable with speaking to the media about this? Again, thank you for talking with me, but have you been comfortable with speaking to the media? Because there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation that's being put out every day as well.
No, that's a great question. I think something that we found super powerful in this is social media, like is Instagram especially, because the version of the campaign or the struggle that's coming out in some forms of media, very filtered, very biased by the developers' narratives. And so it's like it's kind of wild to be like, we have a protest, and the next day it's like, oh, the story we're seeing in the headlines is not at all what happened. So I think there's a lot of power that gets put back in the people's hands with social media. Yeah, especially for our youth, because they feel like this is the voice that I have. But also I think there's a lot of traditional outlets that have done their due diligence. They're doing their
Awesome.
responsibility, like covering the story. Yeah. It's like without that, we really can't actually do the community any justice.
Awesome. Thank you, Vivian. And my last question I want to ask you again. I appreciate you for rocking out. Before I get to my last question, please tell them again your social media website, how they could donate, how they can sign up to volunteer, anything like that, to help out with the Chinatown Coalition and or Asian American United organization.
Yeah, thank you. So our website, www.aaunited.org. On social media, we are at Asian Americans United. And please reach out, DM us on Facebook, on Instagram, email us, aau@aaunited.org. There's so many ways. I mean, we just like, there's so many ways that people can help in this fight. And I'm always like, I never know when the next person I meet is gonna have, a special skill or a connection or something. So I think there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, I'm just one person. What can I do? And I always tell them, like, this movement is all of us together. There's no way we could do it without each person saying, yes, tap me in.
Yes. And my last question I wanted to ask you, Vivian, is and this is a personal question. I hope you can give me an answer for it. So, in my experience, right, I'm a African American woman, and we have a lot of different controversies that we deal with within our community in general, pushing back and fighting. But at sometimes when we have these particular issues that we're dealing with, being on the same page is can be a huge issue for us as Black people, right? We have the older generation that seems like, us as young folks, we're going about it the wrong way. We should do what they once done. And then we have, just the differences between age groups and then the differences between men and women and stuff like that. And people have different views. And Chinatown is one group of people considered to be residents of Philadelphia, have to come onto one page in order to really get this done. But I'm sure that there can be some times where you are getting pushback from people who are part of the Chinatown, a area or the neighborhood that don't necessarily feel like what you all are feeling, as far as the Chinatown Coalition. So how do you continue to keep this fight going, even though not everyone is on the same page about how to get to the solution, right? I mean, I think in the Black community, we find a lot of issues surrounding how to just get to the solution. We all want the same solution, but we have different ideas of how to get there. So I wanted to ask you that similar question, just in Asian Americans, how do you all find your way to get to a solution and come together without, feeding into the chaos that's being pushed out there as far as a narrative?
Yeah, and I think that's such a powerful question. Because I'm like, wow, that describes a lot of what happens in my day to day.
Ha
Yeah, but it's also that is the work, I think, because like we come from so many different countries. A lot of people don't even speak the same home language. And yet, you know, here in this country, it's like you're all under one umbrella. So,
Yes,
okay, let's make it work.
for sure. Because even
Yeah,
going
but
to Chinatown, everyone thinks it's Chinese food. No, Chinatown
no,
has so
not.
many different options. So I definitely agree with that, you know, as far as just like grouping people and trying to make it all into one thing. But that's definitely why I wanted to ask you this question in particular. And Vivian, you're on mute too as well.
Oh, sorry, I think I froze for a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but yeah, what were you telling me
No,
a
no.
little bit about you? This is something you deal with on a daily basis.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I think a lot of the ways that we work to keep people together is like making sure we're doing a lot of that face-to-face outreach, having these conversations. You know, so I'm always like, okay, we can never assume what someone believes, what they assume or know about, you know, our movement. And yeah, I think it's interesting because I would say, pulling back the curtain a little bit, there is a lot of division between like, oh, are we going to lose this fight? Is it over? You know, because there's so many people who are so used to the idea that like they can't do anything. You know, if like we talk about like protests and like rallies, like there are a lot of our young people who like come out and they're like, I'm not afraid, right? I can do this. But their parents are like, I'm so scared. This is too much for me. Yeah. So like there's a lot of ways that the developers and even the mayor coming out like try to intimidate people, like literally tell them, you better give up. There's nothing you can do. So internally, like that's been a side of struggle because people are like, why are we still resisting? Or is that even the right thing to do? We're not going to win. Like there's no way. Yeah. So I think there's a lot where what we have to do is like hope raising, you know, instead of being hopeless. Just like showing people like there's so much we can be pushing back on. And then also like building alternatives, right? Like I just remember like we have a youth center that we built in Chinatown North. And like I think there's a lot of ways that people feel like, oh, Chinatown is dying or it's being killed in this project. But it's like if we can build new things and if we can like come together more, that really pushes back on it.
For sure. Vivian, I thank you so much for rocking out with me here on WJYN. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday afternoon to make this happen. One more time, please tell them how they can support, how they can donate, sign them to be volunteers, check out the website,
Yeah.
social media, all of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, on our website, you can find the links to donate, find the links to, you know, contact us, get involved, volunteer. That's aaunited.org. And on Instagram, Facebook, we're Asian Americans United. On Twitter, it's spelled differently, but just look up Asian Americans United and find us.
Perfect. Thank you
Thank you.
so much. And you're just like me. We're still saying Twitter. You feel me? We all say no X on Twitter.
Oh, no. It'll never be X.
Exactly. Vivian,
Oh,
I
my gosh.
appreciate you and I'm sending you so much, so much, so much love in this fight. I know you need it. I hope you're getting some rest and I hope you're taking care of yourself as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Peace.